The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, people all across the globe. Welcome in. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition, with my man Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. And then check out that website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Wow, what a weekend of sports, Mike. Obviously, a lot of bye weeks in college football. Alabama taking on the heavy hitters like Mercer, and Clemson taking on the Citadel. And then you have teams like Wisconsin that are actually playing real teams like the Michigan Wolverines. Good morning, pal. How are you, buddy?
Good. How about you, man? It was another good day of college football yesterday. I mean, you're exactly right with those SEC teams taking a day off and playing the little sisters of the poor. But hey, your Wisconsin Badgers, man, they played big and they came through with the dub.
Yeah, man, you got to love the fact that, you know, people talk about strength of schedule, they talk about name, they talk about this and that and the other, but the bottom line is, just keep going out there and winning football games, and I think everything will take care of itself. Miami had a little bit of a scare, brother. You know, Virginia seems to play them pretty well, to be honest with you. So we'll get into a lot of things, obviously, on the other side. We're going to break it all down from college football to NFL football to NBA basketball. We got you covered, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, and I'll be right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
First and goal. Harris Williams into the end zone for his second touchdown.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, Michael J. Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports Radio team. And I'll tell you what, man, a lot going on in the sports world. We're going to talk a little college football, if that's okay with you, Michael. Is that cool?
Perfectly fine, man. Let's do it.
All right. So here's what the deal is now. Like I said, in the open, Alabama taking care of business against, like you said, the Little Sisters of the Poor, teams like Mercer and the Citadel. I don't understand how those are on your schedule at this point in the season. Miami played a tough one. I know the score doesn't sound like it was all that close. They went 44-28, but a lot of that came obviously in the fourth quarter when they were able to put this thing away. Clemson, like I said, they played another awful team, 61-3 over the Citadel. Oklahoma rolled over Kansas. And let me ask you, man, Baker Mayfield, 20 of 30, 257 yards, the three touchdowns in the air, but the gesture across the field to the Kansas Jayhawks. First and foremost, Baker, this isn't the first time. This is like the second time this year. You went to Ohio State, you put the stake in the ground, or you stuck your Oklahoma, you know, flag in the ground there. You do this. I like the guy, but I'm starting to wonder if this guy is the type of guy that you actually really want to have lead your team, Mike. And the reason I'm saying that is not because I don't think he's a fighter. I think he's a fighter, but he's also doing some things that just aren't cool. So how do you feel about Baker Mayfield and his actions on that football field other than that score? I know that score is awesome, 41-3 over the Kansas Jayhawks, who is like a bye week in itself. But
yeah.
But seriously, Baker Mayfield, the person, is this stuff helping or hurting him?
Well, I think it's, you know, when you are who he is and you're a Heisman leading candidate, I think in the eyes of a lot of people, it's going to show a lot of immaturity, and it's going to show a lot of immaturity to a lot of the scouts that come watch him play. Now, he has some other things that kind of work against him in terms of being, you know, ready for the next level and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, the planting the flag, that did for me, that's a non-issue. That's no big deal. But yesterday, you know, I mean, one, Kansas, you know, shake the hand of the guys that, you know, at the coin flip. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, you know how I feel with people shaking hands, but so I think that kind of started it off, kind of teed them off a little bit. But I mean, you got to show that you're the bigger guy, that you are the big man in college football. And when you're the big man in college football, you don't grab your crotch. You don't yell obscenities across the field at a team that is 1-10 and that you're up by, you know, five touchdowns on or whatever it was at the time. So he's showing a huge lack of immaturity. And I do believe in the end, that's, you know, a lot of professional scouts are going to question that, and they have every right to question that.
Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. It is Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. So, I agree, man. I mean, look, I think the tone was set. I agree with you. When those guys wouldn't shake Baker's hand, kind of gave him that, you know, okay, well, I'm going to show you guys today. And then obviously he did show him on the football field, but he also had to show that he was a little bit more immature. And like you said, the gestures and things along those lines, just uncalled for, unnecessary, not a good look. But at the end of the day, Baker Mayfield can play football. So
yes,
all that stuff really doesn't matter, I guess. But again, just things that you and I don't want to see, guys on a different level don't want to see. Just not a good look in general. Wisconsin, man, let's talk about this. 24-10, they get it done over Michigan. And I'll tell you what, that defense is just absolutely stingy, man. They don't give up points. They go out there. They don't miss assignments. The offense gets it done. You can say what you want. Jonathan Taylor, pretty solid on the ground. Hornibrook, he finds ways to get passes through. He threads the needle. Look, Paul Christ, I mean, look, great job, right? I mean, what can you say about this guy? A fantastic job with the Wisconsin Badgers. And honestly, Mike, I don't know a college that is able to do more with less than the Wisconsin Badgers. And think about it. Basketball team, a football team. This is a lot of homegrown products that you have going to play for the Badgers, and they just continue to go out there and win week after week, 11-0, beating yet another ranked opponent, the Michigan Wolverines. They took out Iowa last week. This is a good football team. I don't care what people say. I don't care about strength of schedule. They're proving to me that they're a pretty good football team.
No, they are a very good football team, and they've been a very good football program for a long time. And like you said, a lot of the homegrown talent in that, you know, that Minnesota, Wisconsin area, they stay home and they go to a program that is a proven winner. And they always come. Wisconsin, whether it's basketball or football, to me, you always have to keep your eye on them because they are so fundamentally sound in what they do and how they're coached that they're never out of the hunt in terms of Big Ten division titles, Big Ten titles. And this year, you know, right now, I mean, they're number five. So they're on the outside looking in terms of the playoff, but man, that you're right with the defense. I mean, it's stingy. It's tough. I mean, if there's one thing that I think about when I think of Wisconsin football or basketball is they come to play, and you're going to know when you played Wisconsin because you're going to be spending, you know, extra time in that hot tub or that ice bath after the game because they hit you. And they're to me, that's fun to watch when they're laying guys out, pancaking guys. It is just that's what football is all about to me. Just putting guys on their back, hitting hard and letting the other team know you're there and you're going to be in for a full 60 minutes of play.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. Just a very solid showing once again for them at Camp Randall, taking care of business. Michigan Wolverines go down. Notre Dame, man, they started out really strong, but Navy, got to give those guys credit, bro. You know, the midshipmen only go out there and run the ball for the most part. I watched the game, so this was an interesting one because they actually did pass the ball here and there, and the passing plays seemed to work very effectively for them. So they hung on, man. They were close. They had a good shot to have a huge upset over Notre Dame. Notre Dame does win 24-17, but you know, these teams are on the outside looking in now. Ohio State, you know, Ohio State gets it done 52-14. Penn State does it 56-44. USC 28-23 over UCLA. Probably a little bit closer than that should have been. TCU 27-3 over Texas Tech. Kansas State beats Oklahoma State. And I think that was maybe a little bit of a surprise. Oklahoma State did everything they could in that fourth quarter, Mike, to get back in the game. Just kind of ran out of time.
Yeah, they did. Let me go back to the Notre Dame Navy game for just a second. The tight score in that game doesn't surprise me at all because Navy always plays. I mean, at least in the last 10 years, it seems like that Navy just they ball up against Notre Dame, and they've come and snake bit Notre Dame a couple of times. So only losing by a touchdown or having the game that close between those two squads is not a surprise to me. Ohio State, they did what they needed to do with Illinois. I mean, that's like playing my Beavers. I mean, it's kind of like an off week kind of deal. Hey, I'll tell you what, the Penn State game was a little closer than I thought.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know? Look, bottom line is you got to go out there and you have to play each and every week. And, you know, They were all over Nebraska. And then all of a sudden Nebraska got back in it in the third and fourth quarter. Penn State obviously had enough to get it, you know, done, and they win 56-44. But you're right, just a ton of points put up in that one. Real quickly, UFC all over Temple, 45-19, and that's still another team that's undefeated. Mississippi State, 28-21 over Arkansas. Michigan State, not a high-scoring game, and it was sloppy and snowy there, 17-7. 33-30, Washington over Utah, and that was a wild finish. We'll maybe talk a little bit about that. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. John Poulter, our professor of sports, on the other side. Keep it close. Weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
That's when sport was sport. And grooving was grooving. And dancing with everything. We were young and we were improving.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody, welcome back. He is Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. Dorfman right here. Thoughts and opinions, people. Encouraged, welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike. So at this time, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, and we're going to get the skinny as to what he thought about some of the awards that took place in Major League Baseball, and then maybe talk to him about some of the bad that's going on with the Arizona Coyotes, because wow, it's been
brutal.
Talk about brutal. Exactly, man. You stole my word, to be honest with you, because that was exactly the word I was thinking of. But John Poulter, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Oh, we're super, man. It's perfect. Another glorious day here in what we like to think of the golf mecca of the world, to be honest with you. Because
I'll trade with you because it's 39 degrees and we're getting our first snow flurries of the year here in Toronto. So I'd be happy to trade with you today.
Doesn't surprise me. I saw snow in East Lansing when Michigan State was playing their football game on Saturday. So doesn't surprise me that you're getting that weather. But with that being said, man, a lot of guys weathered the storm, if you will, and took care of business, winning some awards in the offseason. As we know, the World Series come and gone. We've had MVPs. We've had Cy Young winners. We've had bench managers of the year. And let's start there, because that was pretty good for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Torey Lovello winning that award, obviously, in the National League, and Paul Molitor getting it in the American League. I wasn't necessarily surprised with either one of these, John. Were you?
No, not in the least, Andy. In case of Molitor, had pretty much the same team that he had in 2016 in terms of player personnel, and improved the team by 26 wins from 59 and 103, and then in the 2017, 85 and 77 and a postseason berth. I think that was pretty much a given in terms of the competition. The one thing that surprised me there, and I don't mean to be disrespectful to Terry Francona or the Cleveland Indians, I was surprised Francona finished second and got as many votes as he did based on how we usually see this award go. We usually see this award go to a guy that's improved a bad team to a good team, or has taken what was a good team into a postseason team. And with all due respect to Francona and the Indian ball club, they basically had all the parts in place. So I was a little surprised that he got as many votes as he did. I guess that's just the way the voting goes.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I would have thought it would have been pretty funny if Girardi would have won the award in the American League, because what a job the guy did. And, you know, ultimately, you know, if the guy didn't win the World Series, I guess he would have been out anyway. So it really wouldn't have mattered. But truth be told, it would have been kind of funny. Mike, go ahead. I know you got one for John.
No, I was going to say, I was a little shocked that Goldschmidt finished third in the MVP voting. I mean, did that take you by surprise a little bit?
Yes, John? It did. That whole race in the National League surprised me a little bit. Didn't surprise me in terms of the fact that Stanton won. What did surprise me was that based on what is the true definition of the award, and that is the player that's most valuable to his team, in other words, contributes to the team's success, notwithstanding his abilities as a player and the statistics he put up, surprised me that Joey Votto got as many votes as he did, because Cincinnati could have finished where they did with him or without him. Let's look at it from a very frank standpoint. I thought that Goldschmidt probably was a bigger piece of the Diamondbacks' success than Votto was of the Reds' success. And again, I don't mean that to cast any nasty suggestions that Votto is not a good baseball player. He is. He's from my Canadian home, Toronto. So I have a lot of support for Joey Votto. But I was a little puzzled as to where that voting went. I would have thought Goldschmidt would have been higher as well, Mike.
Yeah, and here's another question about Stanton. I mean, he's just fun to watch. I mean, he hits the ball a country mile. In the end, what do the Marlins do with him? Well, are they going to trade him?
It's a public relations nightmare, I think, whatever they do. If they deal him, I guess it depends on what they deal him for. And if they can deal him for four or five major league-ready players and or prospects, I guess it goes a long way to spreading out those millions of dollars amongst four or five players and making the Marlins a better team, which at the end of the day is what management and ownership is charged with doing. But if they trade him and what they get back is not the the best return a couple of years down the road, I think ownership and management is going to come under a tremendous amount of criticism for dealing away a guy that should be the cornerstone of the team and should be drawing a lot of fans to the games. So they're going to have to be very careful how they do this. And the fact that he's won an MVP award, I think, makes it even more critical that they do the right thing, because the only other time I can remember an MVP being traded in the offseason after he won the award was when the Texas Rangers unloaded Alex Rodriguez and the balance of that $250-something million contract to the Yankees. I believe it was in February of 2004, after he'd just won the MVP award. So new territory here, really, as far as the Marlins are concerned.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program.
Getting back to Stanton, I mean, it's going to be the big talk of the offseason, but what are the teams out there that can offer Miami what they want?
Well, without knowing all of the team's farm systems, that's a tough call, because clearly at that salary and at that ability, the team that he goes to has to be a team that's ready to win now, because he's not going to accept a trade to a team that's no better than the Marlins are in terms of winning a championship in 18 or 19. So you're looking at a team that's a good team now, has a good core, has players that they can give up, has farm system prospects that they can give up, and doesn't have an issue paying the exorbitant amount of money that's left on that contract that Stanton has. So there's a whole bunch of pieces have to fit here, and I guess a lot of it depends on whether the Marlins are looking for players that are major league ready now, i.e. off an existing team's existing roster, another team's existing roster, or whether they're going to go to a team that has a very strong farm system. So I think it's a big balance. I've heard the Giants mentioned, and I've heard the Yankees mentioned, as they always are in these kinds of conversations, and maybe even the Dodgers. But got to be somebody with a big checkbook, that's for sure.
Speaking of big checkbooks, John Poulter, by the way, is who we're talking to, our professor of sports, breaking down some of the things going on in Major League Baseball, even though they're not playing. We're talking awards. We're going to talk a little bit about individuals as well. I got one more for you, and then maybe we'll switch gears and talk to you a little bit about the Arizona Coyotes and how awful they are, because we like talking baseball and hockey with you. But J.D. Martinez drawing a lot of attention, maybe up to $200 million for this guy. If that's the case, are the Arizona Diamondbacks actual players for this guy, or does he absolutely be leaving Arizona in that case?
Well, I'm going to guess and say that he has an outside chance of staying in Arizona, but my money, if I was placing any bets on where he would end up, would be either San Francisco or St. Louis. To me, he seems like a fit for both of those teams. And they're both teams that have had troubles in the corner outfield spots in terms of getting guys there where, with some consistency. So I think the Diamondbacks are a player. I don't think they're the front runner. I don't think there's going to be a hometown discount because he's only been there a very short period of time. But my guess is that they're in the game, but I think they're going to be in very tough.
Hey, this is interesting. What do you think about Aaron Boone joining the Yankees, potentially, you know, obviously replace Joe Girardi? Would that be a good fit?
Well, what surprised me when I saw the list of the guys that they had supposedly interviewed for that job, some of them had Yankee ties, some of them did not. But for the most part, they're all outside the organization, and for the most part, they've all been away from on-field management for a while. So Boone did surprise me, and I thought he'd sort of found his niche with ESPN doing the Sunday night games. And I'm a little surprised that he threw his hat into the ring, but we've seen this happen before, guys coming from nowhere and taking over a team and doing well, Mike Matheny being the most recent example that comes to mind. I'm not surprised from that standpoint, but I am surprised that the Yankees haven't gone after a big name or have promoted somebody from within that they're extremely familiar with, and therefore they know that person is familiar with the Yankee person that they have.
All righty. John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging tight with us here. John, do you have a couple minutes to come back on the other side and just kind of get us the skinny on what's going on in NHL hockey?
Sure. Not a problem at all.
All right, very good. So we're going to come back, obviously, with John Poulter, our professor of sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online. So keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back on the other side with more from John Poulter, our professor of sports.
Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Still has it, drops it back for Tavares, checked by McDavid, but Tavares got the puck for Barzal, and here's an opportunity. McDavid and Draisaitl. Letty back, Draisaitl moving in, drop pass, McDavid scores! Connor McDavid, overtime winner!
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, people. Welcome back, Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Hanging out with our professor of sports at that, John Poulter, all the way from Canada. And obviously, that was a nice hockey clip. And obviously, John Poulter gives us a skinny on what's going on in the NHL. And John, we got to start with the Arizona Coyotes, who are honestly, at this point, this is a huge momentum swing for these guys. They're on a two-game winning streak. The overall, the overall situation is obviously very, very bad. But hey, you got to find a positive somewhere, John. And they are on a two-game winning streak. But what's gone so wrong for the Arizona Coyotes so far?
Boy, that's a tough question, and I guess if you ask Rick Tocchet that question, he'd be puzzled as well, and he'd be happy if you could come up with an answer. I guess it's a very easy question from one standpoint, and that is that they're just plain not good enough in terms of the team that they have on the ice, and whether that's the fact that the guys that they believed were NHL-ready are not NHL-ready, and perhaps the prospects are still a year or so away, but I look at that team, and I'm going to get a chance to see it firsthand tomorrow night. They're here in Toronto, and I'm going to the game, and it completes their Canadian road trip through Winnipeg, Montreal, and Ottawa. And as you say, they've won their last two games, and that's put them at 3-11 and 3 in terms of at 4-15 and 3 in terms of their win-loss percentage, and when you consider that you take those two games away, and they were two wins prior to that, horrible start. Don't believe it's the worst start in NHL history. I think the expansion Washington Capitals might hold that dubious honor, but certainly nothing close to what Tocchet and the Coyotes management and ownership would have thought would have happened. I'm beginning to think that trading Mike Smith might have been a huge mistake. While he's not doing really, really well for Calgary, I do believe he's better than the combination they have right now in Arizona. But certainly an awful lot of problems there. They've got a chance to get back into it with another win tomorrow night, and then they've got some home games this week against San Jose, the Kings, and the Vegas Knights before going on another Western Canada road trip to Edmonton and Calgary. Boy, if they lose four of those five, or five of those six, even four of those six to complete the month, they're going to be in a pretty nasty situation and a pretty big hole to dig themselves out of.
All right, so a couple more questions for you, John, and then we'll let you run. Really appreciate you taking time out with us. Again, that's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us, talking Arizona Coyotes, talking a little NHL. We did talk to him about Major League Baseball in the previous segment. Hey, and John, I want to ask you this real quickly, and then Mike's going to have a final question for you before we let you run. Do you think Shane Doan would have been a good guy to have around maybe just this year? Because truth be told, a lot of young guys, like we've talked about with the Arizona Coyotes, could that have made a little bit of a difference? I'm not necessarily saying in wins and losses, but just with seeing these guys grow from game to game on the ice with a guy that could give you some great tutelage in Shane Doan. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, and you and I have kind of chatted about this on air and off air over the last few weeks, and I thought it was a huge mistake that the Coyotes cut ties with Doan completely. I'm sure he would have come back on an incentive-laden contract or perhaps even a very low base contract to try and fulfill that role. I just think that from an organization standpoint that's been struggling with its PR and its fan relations, I just think that would have been a huge move. And certainly he could teach a lot of those guys more in 10 minutes than some guys are going to teach them in a 10-month season. So
sure.
I think that was a huge mistake on the Coyotes' part.
John, last question here for you. What should we look for in the rest of, you know, we get into the holiday season here. What should we look for going into the holidays with the NHL?
Well, it's actually been a very interesting season because, we've got two or three teams that have performed well above where we thought they would, Mike. And then, you know, we've got some disappointments. And I guess Montreal would be a disappointment. Edmonton would be a disappointment. Arizona, we've already covered. Pleasant surprises, Detroit and Vancouver, both on the cusp of being in that wild card race, and they were both teams that we didn't think were going to do very well. I'm a little surprised at the up and down nature of the Pittsburgh Penguins. You know, they're minus 16 in terms of goals for and against, but they're sitting with 25 points after 22 games, which means that in their losses they've been very loose defensively, and that's a bit of a surprise for a team like Pittsburgh that's always it's been a proven team in terms of its two-way hockey. So that has been a big surprise. I got to think that that's got to tighten up over time. And we got to see some of these other teams get back into the race. Chicago hasn't played as well as we expected. Been lots of surprises, but so far it's been a fun season. And as Andy often says, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So we're a long ways from the end.
John, as always, man, appreciate your time. And the information that you give us is always fantastic as well. So have a great rest of your day. We'll catch up with you next week.
Oh,
actually,
my pleasure, guys.
We won't catch up with you next week, will we?
No, I have a curling game at 12:30 Eastern next week, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to pass joining you, but in 2 weeks, hopefully we'll
nice.
Be back.
Yes, we appreciate it, John, as always, man. So a couple weeks, we'll get back at it. Have a great Thanksgiving as well.
Yep, thanks, guys. Take care. You too. We'll talk to you later.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week. All right, Mike, so I want to switch gears with you. Only about 10 more minutes left, maybe a little less here in this hour, whatever it is, somewhere around 10 minutes. Boston Celtics, bro, 15 straight.
Yeah, yeah.
How you feeling about that, brother?
Yeah, hey, Boston, baby, 15 in a row. You know, and even Brad Stevens says, look, we're not as good as this streak indicates, but they are getting production out of the young kids. Jaylen Brown is showing that he's made some improvement in his game. He's being aggressive. Tatum, right now, I can see what Ainge saw pre-draft and go, this is the guy that we're taking, and that we're willing to trade down to take Tatum. So, and Kyrie is just... he's being Kyrie right now, and he's balling out. I mean, I'm feeling really good, but, you know, it's like you say, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So, you know, we'll see what happens in the end. You still got to deal with LeBron. So there's all that.
If it were a sprint, you guys would definitely be taking the cake right now. Like you said, 15 straight wins. It's early. It's November. I think that's what people have to remember.
Yeah.
It's not like we're in March, April, May, and June. It's November. But with that being said, they're putting themselves in a great position to once again have the best record in the Eastern Conference. With that being said about the Cleveland Cavaliers, how about the Philadelphia 76ers, man? Joel Embiid, Simmons, that is becoming a pretty dynamic duo. And we do have a guy on Facebook Live saying to us, Embiid and Simmons. So, John, yes, absolutely, man. Those guys were on my mind as well as the two brightest budding superstars probably in the Eastern Conference, Mike. So watch out for the Philadelphia 76ers. With that being said, the Milwaukee Bucks playing a little bit better since the trade of Eric Bledsoe from Phoenix to Milwaukee, who, by the way, they happen to be in town, I believe, Wednesday this coming week. You and I will probably go check it out. But truth be told, man, the Eastern Conference is going to be fun to watch. I think that it's not just Boston and Cleveland. I think there are some other teams that are going to get in the mix, not necessarily ready to make that next step, but maybe make things a little bit more difficult for the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Boston Celtics moving forward.
Kind of play that spoiler role when it comes down to it. Yeah.
No, I agree, man. I just think it's going to be a very fun time to watch the NBA this season. And the Boston Celtics right now absolutely lighting things up. Maybe on a pace to win 70-plus games if I have my math correct.
No, don't even go there. Don't do the 70-game thing. If they get to 55 or 60 wins, I'll be happy. I mean, they are so young, you know, so...
All right, at this pace, though, 30-4, and then you got to move on to wherever the next thing is. You know what I'm saying? So sooner or later, if they continue at this pace, it's absolutely going to start to be a question. It'll start to get in their minds, and then it'll be a question of whether or not, you know, Brad Stevens, who, by the way, I think is an absolutely tremendous coach, man, just an absolute master at his craft, whether it's college, NBA, it doesn't make a difference, dude. This guy's just fantastic. But then it becomes a question of, you know, how do you manage these guys' minutes? And, you know, think about this too. Isaiah Thomas not playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers, who, by the way, have gotten themselves to winning four straight games. Tristan Thompson. There's a lot of things that the Cleveland Cavaliers are missing right now. So don't get caught speeding at any point in the season. This is going to come down to LeBron James and his cast of characters. Kyrie Irving, who, by the way, I'm absolutely impressed with, man, playing much better basketball than I would have anticipated since he left and, you know, left away from Cleveland. I thought he was going to miss Cleveland more so than Cleveland would miss him. Hasn't been the case thus far. But once again, I don't think it matters, man. I think these guys are going to crash collision course anyway at the end of the season, and they're going to be able to battle it out and duke it out on the floor, Mike.
Yeah, no, I just lost my train of thought. But, I mean, Kyrie is playing a brand of basketball that we haven't seen him play, man. He's willing to give the ball up. He's passing to teammates. He's setting them up. I mean, he has the best handle in the game. But, you know, the thing with Cleveland, and people talk about, well, let's just wait until Isaiah comes back. Well, we don't know when you come back from a hip injury. That's a little more tricky to come back from. We don't know if Isaiah is going to be Isaiah, you know, coming off this injury. So that's, to me, that's still a big question mark. I mean, people can talk about, well, just wait till Isaiah comes back. Well, he may not be the Isaiah from the last year and a half. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. But again, I think that the risk is definitely worth the reward. So, I'm all about it. The risk is worth the reward. So let's talk real quickly. Let's go to the other side, the Western Conference. I think the Timberwolves, obviously one of the better surprises, one of the bigger surprises, if you will. I thought they were going to be better. I don't necessarily know if I thought they were going to be this much better. Butler obviously having a huge impact on them. Yep. Chris Paul back now for the Houston Rockets. We'll see how that mixes. The Golden State Warriors, not the best team thus far. I think that that's kind of a surprise. So Western Conference, the San Antonio Spurs, still in it with the guys like Kawhi Leonard and Tony Parker not on the floor for them. I think that that bodes well. The Nuggets playing a little bit better. The Oklahoma City Thunder playing maybe a little bit worse than we thought. So I think the Western Conference, man, so much to be decided in the Western Conference.
Yeah, there's a lot to be decided in the Western Conference. And keep your eye on, you know, as we get closer to the trade deadline. I mean, it's real early to bring up the trade deadline, but you know, the Pelicans are 8-8. They're 500. You know, they got the Brow and they got Boogie. I'm not sure if that's really going as well as they thought it would be. I mean, you got two very, very talented big guys. And as we get closer to that trade deadline, they could deal one of those dudes and, you know, and get some draft picks and go a different direction because, you know, if it doesn't work out, it's not going to work out and you got to get what you got to get. And so, you know, you got to keep it, which teams would want Boogie or which teams would give up stuff to get the Brow. So that's going to be an interesting thing for me to keep an eye on with the Pelicans.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of interesting things in the NBA at this point. It's just very, very all over the place. And teams that we thought were going to be great aren't so great so far. And teams that we thought maybe were going to take a little bit more time to get to a spot are kind of surprising us, like the Minnesota Timberwolves, obviously, like the Detroit Pistons and Washington Wizards better. I don't know, man. Just a lot of things.
Hey,
got to take a quick break, Mike. We're going to come back and wrap this thing up. So keep it close. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports, weekend edition style, with my man Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. Get at us. We like to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. Hour number two, all NFL. It's the NFL preview here on Dorf on Sports, weekend edition. And we like to welcome in hour number two, obviously, Mike, SB Nation Radio.
Yeah, buddy.
Have a great following with them and love those people on the ticket there in Dallas. So get at us, 1-800-878-7529. But Mike, just a final thought for hour number one, man, as we move into hour number two when we get all NFL.
You know, hey, we're getting down to the end of that college football season, and that and those rankings that come out on Tuesday are going to mean a little bit more as we get close to conference championship game. So it'll be interesting. I think your Badgers deserve to be in the top four. I really do.
You know what? The last couple of weeks, you're beating teams that are in the top 25. You're beating them pretty impressively, let's be honest, you know. So I think, you know what? They have a great case. But the truth is the best case they have, just keep winning football games, man. It's that simple. Keep winning football games. You control your own destiny. Miami, Clemson, somebody's going to lose, man. It's just the way it works because they're going to play each other at the end of the season, most likely. So, anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Hour number two is on the horizon. That means hour number one in the books. Keep it close, everybody. And then, obviously, like I said, all NFL talk in hour number two. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A few days after a U.S. Senate committee held a hearing on the president's authority to order a nuclear strike, the head of the U.S. Nuclear Command makes some public remarks that are raising some eyebrows. Lisa Campbell has details.
He would resist any legal order from President Trump to launch nuclear weapons. General John Hyten telling an audience in Nova Scotia that he's thought about this kind of scenario a lot. He is in charge of overseeing the U.S. nuclear arsenal.
A group of Alabama pastors asking voters in that state to cast their ballots against the Republican U.S. Senate candidate in their state, Roy Moore. Speaking at a church in Birmingham yesterday, they called on voters to move the country forward by getting out and voting like they've never voted before, but they condemned Moore's alleged actions involving women as immoral. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time. Ready? 800-772-7610.
The Argentine Navy says a missing submarine apparently tried to send several satellite messages, but none were ever received. The 30-year-old sub's been out of contact since Wednesday when it was on its way to a naval base. Officials still trying to determine if the communication attempts did actually come from that sub. NASA's even lending assistance to try to find it. No injuries reported after a U.S. Navy destroyer collided with a Japanese tugboat during an exercise in Japanese waters, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
The Navy said the USS Benfold suffered minor damage in Saturday's incident. The tugboat was being towed to the home port of the Navy's Japan-based 7th Fleet when it lost propulsion and drifted into the warship. The Benfold remained at sea under its own power, and the Navy said the incident would be investigated. The 7th Fleet has had two fatal accidents in Asian waters this year in which Navy warships and commercial ships collided at sea. The incidents both prompted dismissals of Navy commanders.
You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
The White House would like Congress to approve a third disaster relief aid package. Some of the officials in the states and territories set to receive the money, not happy with the total, though. The Trump administration asking for $44 billion in additional relief after this year's devastating hurricanes and wildfires. If approved, the total approved for disaster relief would reach about $100 billion so far. The states and territories affected by hurricanes Harvey, Irma, Maria, and the fires say that's still not enough. Singer and actor David Cassidy is in critical condition in a Florida hospital. The one-time teen idol is in critical condition because of organ failure. According to a family rep, the 67-year-old Cassidy was hospitalized 4 days ago in need of both a kidney and a liver transplant. He has battled alcoholism and earlier this year announced he also suffers from dementia. And adopting a dog could help a single person live longer. Researchers in Sweden looked at more than 3.4 million people, finding those who were older and lived alone were 11% less likely to die from heart disease and a third less likely to die from any cause if they had a dog as a companion. The study speculates caring for a dog can keep people more physically active, leading to better overall health. And that's what's making news this morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition of the hottest sports variety show in the country. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Got to welcome in SB Nation Radio and love those folks out there in Dallas listening to us on the ticket. And boy, oh boy, Dak says it is great for Ezekiel Elliott to get his ban out of the way. Cowboy fan, how you feeling about that? Is it so great, or would you rather have this guy obviously busting a move out there on the football field? But so much to talk about as we do the NFL preview here on Dorf on Sports with Mike Wilson. Mike, good morning, man. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm always doing good when we're doing radio and talking football or whatever the heck we're talking about. But, how about those Dallas fans? Let's hear from those people since, Ezekiel's taking a little break, shall we say, from things and how that's going to affect the Cowboys going forward.
Absolutely. And we're going to get into all of the games and all of the stories and all of the storylines, if you will, of what's to come in today's action. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. He's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website. It is DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Lots to get into, lots to discover, lots to talk about. So we'll be back on the other side breaking it all down. Again, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. And this is the NFL Preview Show. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Savage from the gun. Bruce Ellington, who came in for Fuller in motion. One of three set up to the left, one to the right. Savage back to pass. Throws up the middle. Caught by Ellington at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Houston. A chance to go in front on the 26-yard short dump off over the middle. From Tom Savage to Bruce Ellington.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. NFL preview here on Dorf on Sports. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us or get at us on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion from Mike Wilson. Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. A lot to get through, obviously, as we know. And I'm going to run through all the games today, Mike, and then we'll start breaking things down. But love to hear from those people listening to us on SB Nation Radio. Thoughts and opinions encouraged from anybody. Welcomed 1-800-878-7529. Lions go to the Bears today. Jaguars play the Browns. That's kind of like a free spot on the bingo card or a bye week, if you will.
Exactly.
Ravens go to the Packers, and this is a must-win for both of those teams. We'll get into that quite a bit. Buccaneers playing the Dolphins. They may be better off with Ryan Fitzpatrick, to be honest with you, than Jameis Winston, and obviously you may be in a little bit of trouble, too, so we may dive into that. Rams play the Vikings. Interesting matchup there. Both these teams 7-2 right now, Mike, so interested to see that one. I know you're interested in this one. Redskins playing the Saints. Obviously, the Saints are marching right now, but Redskins playing pretty good football, too, and I don't think their record does them justice, to be honest with you. Chiefs play the Giants, almost like another bye week there. Because they're pretty awful this year, the New York Football Giants. Cardinals play the Texans. Bird Gang members, man, I'll tell you what, if you have any pulse left, this is a must-win for the Arizona Cardinals. Texans, my oh my, what could have been if Deshaun Watson doesn't get injured, Mike, to be honest. But obviously, his season cut pretty short. But he was electric while he was in there for him. Bills play the Chargers. Bengals go to the Broncos, a battle of two bad football teams. But in this one, man, I think the Bengals have a little bit of the nod, if you will. Broncos quarterback situation is even worse than the Bengals. Patriots and the Raiders, big football game there, man. Playoff implications, big time there. Raiders need a victory. Patriots need a victory to keep pace with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Eagles and the Cowboys, I know those people, like I said, listening to us on SB Nation Radio, they're on the ticket in Dallas. Big time game there, Sunday nighter. Cowboys without Ezekiel Elliott. Eagles coming to town after a bye week. Carson Wentz playing fantastic. Dak Prescott maybe better than last year, Mike, to be honest with you. But the offensive line, not what it was. And then the Monday nighter, another big-time football game with implications for the playoffs. Falcons and the Seahawks. Seahawks 6-3, Falcons 5-4, but maybe about the time where they start getting their mojo a little bit. And like I said, from Thursday night, Steelers, a nice big victory, man. They finally played well, putting up points aplenty, 40-17 all over the Titans, who may be on their way to kind of falling apart a little bit. Mike, a lot to get to in the NFL, brother.
There is a ton to get to, and like I told you during the break, I mean, that Washington-New Orleans game is going to be better than I think people think it is, because I agree with you wholeheartedly that Washington's record is not indicative of how exactly that they're playing right now. The Dallas fans, they got a lot of worries right now, because this thing could go south real quick, and you got the best team in the NFL in town tonight. And the way Carson Wentz is playing, it could get real ugly real quick in Big D tonight. So we'll see with that. New England, they got to keep battling, because guess what? Those Steelers are playing really good football right now, as well they should. I mean, the Steelers, to me, they got the most talent on their offensive side of the ball as compared to anybody in the league. I mean, they should – Pittsburgh should be – they should even be even better than they are right now in terms of their record. You know, Jacksonville has a bye at Cleveland. What do you think about this Detroit-Chicago game? Like, Chicago seems like they're kind of schizophrenic a little bit. Detroit seems like they're a little schizophrenic. So it could be, you know, it could be an interesting game at Soldier Field today.
All right, so I want to go back to a couple things that you've mentioned so far. First and foremost, man, the Steelers, I don't think they're playing that great. Personally, I think that their record is great. Absolutely. I think this last Thursday, was the first time we actually saw Big Ben getting a rhythm for the season. Had a wonderful day, man. 4 touchdowns, very efficient, finally put up some yardage. Was spreading it around to different guys. So finally, I think we saw a little bit of the Pittsburgh Steelers where they were able to go out there and play a little bit better.
Yeah, they were absolutely, you know, to get out there and play a lot better. They had, you know, they had Ben just stringing it to Juju, you know, trying to get Juju involved. AB was just going crazy, you know, and he had a bunch of touchdowns. The defense was just flying all over the place. And I'll tell you what, TJ Watt is making his presence known. He made his presence known on special teams as well as defense the other night. So the unique thing with, you know, getting back to New England and Oakland, I mean, that game's in Mexico City. So that's going to be kind of interesting to see how each one of those teams adapts to the altitude there in Mexico City. So we'll see what happens there. I expect New England to win that game, maybe by 7-10 points somewhere in there. I just think Oakland's still trying to find out who they are as a team.
See, I think Los Raiders go into Mexico and they get it done, man. I'm sorry, but they're going to have huge support there in Mexico. I think that the Patriots obviously went there early. They're practicing in the altitude and all that stuff. I understand that. I get that. But the Raider Nation, man, absolutely very strong, to be honest with you. So I look for Raider Nation to go out there, play a wonderful football game. And this might be the week where the Pittsburgh Steelers get a little bit of a nod over those New England Patriots, man. So, and I know you're a Steeler fan, so I think you should be hoping that Raider Nation gets it done in Mexico. Azteca, I believe it's Estadio Azteca Stadium, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. No, we are. I mean, we're Raider fans today, but I, you know, my heart says, hey, give it to the Raiders. You know, we want the Raiders to win, but the head and my trustworthiness with Belichick and Brady just tell me, you know, hey, go with the, you know, the Patriots should win.
Talk about schizophrenia. You mentioned that earlier in the program, man. Look, Bills, they've been kind of a mystery, at least the last couple of weeks. They've taken a pretty bad pummeling. They've got the Chargers on their menu today, who struggled at home, and it's no surprise, man. No good fan base there in L.A. for these guys. So
true.
The Bills have a good opportunity here to turn things around. However, I think they're set for a free fall. We know what they're doing with their quarterback situation. So Peterman getting the start over Tyrod Taylor today, I think it'll be interesting to see how that situation turns out for them against the L.A. Chargers.
No, I absolutely agree. And I always wonder with Buffalo, I mean, are they absolutely sold on Tyrod Taylor? Because the way they treat him, it doesn't seem like they're sold on him as their long-term solution. I mean, they'll play him, but at the same time, you always hear, you know, maybe the coaching staff or the upper management is kind of souring on him. But, you know, we'll see what happens with the Chargers. So,
you know, I mean, interesting that you mentioned that, because Tyrod Taylor at the end of the year could be off to somewhere else, and Arizona may be a destination. I saw that recently. So don't be surprised if this is the last season that he plays for the Buffalo Bills. And speaking of the Cardinals, they have a big football game, man. Blaine Gabbert getting an opportunity to go out there and play for them against the Texans in Houston today. So, and a matchup of two quarterbacks that are backups. And in general, man, just so many backups playing right now in the NFL. So very, very interesting, Mike, when you look at all the backups that are playing today in the NFL. Just amazing. And it's such a quarterback's league. And I know we got to go to break here, but maybe on the other side we'll get into that. A quarterback's league where we don't have many great quarterbacks playing. No Aaron Rodgers on the field, no Carson Palmer on the field, no Jameis Winston on the field. Not that he's that great, but he is a starter. Anyways, I know we got to go to break. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Keep it close, everybody. The NFL preview here on Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Second down and goal at the two. In the shotgun is the quarterback, Newton, runs out of the pocket, runs to the numbers, runs to the sideline, throws a pass. It's a diving catch on the side of the end zone, caught by McCaffrey. It is a touchdown for Carolina.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The hard count, flag is down, free play, takes the shot downfield, Antonio Brown goes up and gets it!
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview, right here on Sports Byline.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson getting you through. 1-800-878-7529, those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion from Mike. Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. And then, obviously, this is the NFL preview. But you can always catch me later on tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time, doing the NFL postgame, as the, obviously, or the wrap-up of the day's action, obviously, later on tonight. So, preview now, postgame reaction from me later on tonight. Mike, I want to get back into what we were talking about right before the break. And that was all the lack of good quarterbacks, to be honest with you, in the NFL right now. It's such a quarterbacks league as we know it, but so many teams have such a disadvantage at that position. And most notably, no joke, man, the Arizona Cardinals and the Houston Texans, two backups, they're going at it. Obviously, one of them being Blaine Gabbert, who is the number three guy for the Arizona Cardinals, but getting the start because Drew Stanton not totally up to 100%, or as BA likes to put it, he feels like Blaine Gabbert's the guy that gives him the best opportunity to win. Tom Savage, the other guy on the other side of the field for the Texans. You know, you can go on throughout the league. Like I said, Peterman getting the start there for the Bills. You know, just so many guys banged up at the quarterback position. Brett Hundley getting the opportunity to start for the Green Bay Packers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the Buccaneers have a backup there and Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, Trubisky getting the start there, a young guy. Kaiser, a young guy for the Browns. I mean, the list goes on. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's a quarterback's league, Mike, but not so many great quarterbacks in a quarterback league. Mike, come back to me, Mike. I'm not with you there. So where are you at now?
Yeah, no, I'm
there.
Back.
You are,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, there we go. No, and it kind of speaks to, you know, are these organizations doing enough to ensure that they got depth at that position? You know, and
yeah, but here's my point, man. It's a league-wide problem. It doesn't matter. I mean, at the end of the day, man, a backup is a backup for a reason, man. It doesn't matter for the most part who they are. The guy that does it best, I hate to say it, he's a journeyman, but Ryan Fitzpatrick, man, you could put him in any offense and he winds up and he goes out there and he's pretty effective. But along with that productivity, he throws a bunch of interceptions in there, Mike. So at the end of the day, he's a backup for a reason too.
No, I know. I know that. But I mean, it's just one thing. It's like, God, are these guys thinking about any kind of depth, you know, in case something does go wrong? And I'm with you that, backups are a backup for a reason. You know, the most popular guy on a football team is the backup quarterback, in any situation. So, you know, you're only going to get your shot once every few times, but you got to be ready to go. And these guys, I'm not sure if they're showing us that they're ready to go when the time comes.
All right. So let's start breaking some of these games down from today's action. And again, thoughts and opinions, people encouraged, welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. We're previewing all of the action that's going to happen today in the NFL. Lions go to the Bears. Let's break this down pretty quickly. I know you talked about the Bears being a little schizophrenic, and truth be told, Matt Stafford is a pretty good quarterback. When he's on, he's tough to beat. I think the secondary there for the Chicago Bears is going to have a long, long day. I think it's going to be a little bit cool out there. I don't think the weather's going to be a huge factor. No snow or anything like that in the prediction, or at least as far as I know with the forecast. But like I said, a little bit chilly, somewhere around 33 degrees. But I trust Matt Stafford a lot more than I trust Trubisky at this point. So,
oh yes, yeah.
I'm going with the Lions here, man. And I know it's a 3-point spread. And I'll tell you what, if I'm a gambling man, to be honest with you, I think that this is a game where the Lions need to get a victory if they want to keep themselves in the playoff hunt, Mike. This is a good spot, and you need to get a victory over the Chicago Bears.
Oh yeah, I mean the Lions are sitting at 5-4. The Bears are at 3-6. Just to keep pace with the Vikings, and I'm not saying they're going to catch the Vikings or anything close to that, but just to, like you said, keep themselves in the playoff hunt to give themselves a shot. You would think Stafford realizes that, and Detroit realizes what is on the line today, and you would think that they would go out against a Chicago Bears defense that has a 44-point differential and, points for, points against. So you could be onto something that the Bears defense could be in for a long day with Stafford under center.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think I like the Lions there to get it done in Chicago. Jaguars play the Browns, and the Jaguars have been really good. I'm talking about the lack of the defense there for the Chicago Bears and picking them apart in that secondary, Matt Stafford. The Jaguars, man, that defense has been very stout. Calais Campbell goes over there and making a huge impact for that defense from the Arizona Cardinals. Look, bottom line is, playing fantastic, getting it done on the defensive side of the ball. And Blake Bortles, for a guy that people were questioning, throughout the preseason, has really put it together. Leonard Fournette, I think the last couple of weeks have been interesting because he hasn't been a huge factor or a big part of that offense. So I'm interested to see how they move forward with him. Had a little bit of a problem, some sort of a team violation, sat him out a couple of weeks ago, got in the action last week, but like I said, not as much of a factor, but they are playing the Browns. This is the free spot on the bingo card. I'm sorry, but if you're a Cleveland Brown fan, 0-9, it just seems to be year after year. You're like the worst football team in the league by far. Jaguars, don't have a bad day, man, because you don't want to be the laughing stock of the NFL week 11 losing to the Browns. I think that at this point, man, that's what, if you're a team that's playing the Browns, you don't want to be that team that loses to the Browns, Mike.
No, because especially if you're the Jaguars, because they are so young and inexperienced, you don't know how that's going to play with their psyche. I mean, if you look at the point differential between these two teams, it's like 185 point difference between the two. And I just think that Cleveland's just a mess. It is, and it's been a mess for a long time. Jacksonville has to go in this game. And, this is business. This is let's not mess around. Let's step on their throat real quick and put them out of their misery. And then just kind of cruise from there. But I'll tell you what, you can say, Fournette is having some issues, and he is, but he's the rookie. These things kind of happen. But I'll tell you what, he's been the best friend for Bortles, because Bortles has not had a guy that he can just turn around and hand it to, and he can get him some good yards, have a good running game. So I look for, for Fournette to have a good game today, a solid game. I'm not talking like a 200-yard game, but 110 yards, 115 yards on the ground to make life a little easier for Bortles.
All right, I would like that, because he is one of my fantasy football running backs. So I would like to have him have a big day. Big Ben had a great day for me as a quarterback on Thursday night. Also had their kicker too, Boswell. So he did a fantastic job of kicking that night for me.
Boswell's
too.
Yeah,
off to a decent start, at least as far as it goes early. Ravens play the Packers today, man. And talking about teams that must win, both these teams kind of need to win. 5-5 would be pretty nice for the Ravens. 6-4 would be great for the Green Bay Packers. Another week for Brett Hundley to go out there and lead the Green Bay Packers. Been in that offense for a long time, Mike, so I would expect him to get better week in and week out at running the Green Bay Packer offense. So we'll see how it shakes out. Obviously, a tough place to play, Lambeau Field. Hasn't been as tough recently. Packers 3-2. It'd be really nice to get a victory at home against the Ravens team that's kind of banged up, to be honest with you, man.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And once again, I mean, we talked about, we talked about certain teams wanting to stay in the hunt, right? And the Packers have to stay in the hunt here. Hundley has to get this thing figured out. I mean, he's been there long enough. He should know the offense, and he needs a victory to keep those Packers, kind of in the hunt.
Yeah, find a way to get Jordy Nelson in the offense, please and thank you, because another guy that I have on my fantasy football team. But besides that, you just have to get that guy in the offense, man. He does so much for the offense, can make big plays, the yards after catch, just a fantastic receiver. So Brett Hundley has to figure out a way to go out there and figure out how to utilize all these offensive weapons he has. Ty Montgomery a little banged up as well, so going to be another case of running back by committee for the Green Bay Packers. Williams, and obviously Aaron Jones going to have to go out there and make an impact, have a good defensive showing from your defense, who, by the way, did play pretty well against Chicago Bears, but again, it's the Chicago Bears. I know we got to get to a break, so thoughts and opinions, people, encouraged, welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us by obviously Twitter as well. Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me. You can always check out my website. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. NFL preview here on Dorf on Sports. We love thoughts and opinions, people. Get at us. Otherwise, we'll continue breaking it down on the other side. But Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll get back at it on the other side. Keep it close, everybody.
Second and goal at the 7. Two receivers to the right of the line. Sanders wide to the left. Emmanuel Sanders shifts to the slot left side as Osweiler takes the shotgun snap, sits in the pocket, throws right side, caught, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Demaryius Thomas on the slant from right to left. Gets the Broncos right back in the game. 7-yard touchdown, and it's 27-15. Patriots lead is 12.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
Seconds, clock rolls. Vikings first and goal at the one. Backs in the eye, tight end motion, Rudolph to the far right, matched up with Josh Norman. Massive change at the line of scrimmage. Wide receiver streaking motion. Play fake on a sweep. Lob wide open. Right side end zone. Touchdown, David Morgan. Furious spike of the football by the long lock tight end who gets his first TD of the year. Shotgun single back right. Subtle play fake. A flick into the right. Flat catch made. Thielen makes a block and springs free. Jarius Wright, who plunges in for a touchdown. His second receiving score of the year from 7 yards out. And Case Keenum continues to spread the wealth.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
What the hell's going on out here?
All right, everybody. That was fantastic, by the way. Welcome back, Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion from Mike, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for myself. And you can always check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Oh, man, so much to get into in the NFL, and we're just kind of whipping through all the games here on the preview. Can always catch us on the Rewind later on tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Can catch me breaking things down after all the action from today. But Mike, you know, Minnesota Vikings, Rams, heard those clips a little bit from the Vikings. So let's break that down a little bit. That's a pretty good football game. Both teams 7-2. Vikings are always trying to figure out a way to get Case Keenum out of that lineup for some reason or another. But all he's done is keep them alive and obviously ahead in the NFC North, again, ahead of the Packers, who are struggling without, obviously, Aaron Rodgers. And then you have Detroit struggling a little bit too, which doesn't necessarily make sense because they have their quarterback intact. But for some reason or another, the Vikings are right now ahead of that division and obviously the front runners and the team that I like the most. But the Rams playing fantastic too, man. They're the class of the NFC West ahead of the Seattle Seahawks and obviously the Arizona Cardinals, who you and I get to see on a frequent basis. But breaking this down, man, Vikings and Rams, this is going to be a good one. What do you think?
No, I really do think this could be the game of the day, really. I mean, you know, at the beginning of the year, no one really thought about Minnesota as a threat because, you know, A-Rod was, you know, doing his thing in Green Bay, but he goes down, Minnesota just picks up the slack. And what can you say about Case Keenum, man? Case Keenum is just balling out. He's doing everything that that coaching staff wants him to do. He's not, you know, he's kind of, you know, like a game manager. He's not exactly going to go out and win you a game, but he's not going to necessarily lose it for you. And then what can you say about Jared Goff, man? Jared Goff is just, man, he could be comeback player of the year with the way he's playing.
No, great comment. Look, Jared Goff has been fantastic. Great move by them to get rid of Jeff Fisher. Todd Gurley back to being Todd Gurley, running the ball very effectively. Good wide receivers, good defense. I like the Rams a lot, man. And by the way, they're 4-0 away from their home, so they play pretty well on the road. I know we got a caller, 1-800-878-7529. We'd like to hear from those Dallas Cowboy fans. If you're listening to us on the ticket in Dallas, SB Nation Radio, all over, wherever wherever you're at, get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Let's go out to the phones. I'm not sure who we have. So you got the Dorf Man. You got Michelson. Big Paper. We got Big Paper, man. What's going on with Big Paper today, man? What's on your mind, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing hanging well. In there, man. We're talking football. What's on your mind? What do you want to talk about?
Just getting it ready for the morning, you know, just seeing all the teams and what they about to do. But other than that, it's just, like I said, it feels like a strange day with football because I don't know. A lot of teams are going through a lot of stuff trying to, you know, make things happen today. So it's just going to be fun to see what happens.
Who are you watching, Paper? Who's your team of interest, man?
Like I say, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a Cardinals fan, but I'm an NFL fan first, so, and I try to look at, you know, to see what's going on, see, make sure we can have a chance at coming back. But I think it favors in our corner a little bit. Like I said, it's bad that we had to find out with Drew Stanton on a big game that could really put us in a good position, but, you know, we are where we are right now, so hopefully if Blaine comes through today for us, be back in it, and I hope he has some more better games, you know, that for the future to come. So it's all about today to see what he's going to be, you know, look like and what he's going to be throughout the rest of the few weeks. So it's just something to see, that's all. But, I mean, it's going to be a good day for football because it's like you're not really going to really pick too much. You're really going to have to just really see.
I feel you, man. Look, it's always a great day of NFL football. We know that Sundays are just beautiful in that case. But thinking about your Arizona Cardinals a little bit, man, Blaine Gabbert getting his opportunity. I think he's now 28 years old, if I'm not mistaken. I think he turned 28 here throughout the season. But you know what? Let's give this guy a little bit of a chance. You know, he's been through 7 different offensive coordinators throughout his career. I think that that's pretty difficult on anybody. And let's not forget, the guy was a first-round draft pick. So at some point along the line, somebody thought this guy had some talent. We know he has had very little success as a starter in this league, but put him around some guys that know what they're doing. B.A. has a history of being a pretty good quarterback coach, works well with people and developing them. So give the guy a shot. Let's see what the Arizona Cardinals have today. Playing a banged-up Texans team, as we know, Tom Savage leading the way for them. And I think that obviously is a good thing for the Arizona Cardinals, who by the way, their defense is underachieved a little bit throughout the season, but look like they made a couple of plays over the past couple of weeks. So hopefully for you and the Bird Gang Nation, your Cardinals can go out there, go to Houston, Texas, get a victory over a team that's really banged up, 3-6, 2-3 at home. Cardinals 2-3 on the road. Blaine Gabbert getting an opportunity. Let's see what happens, Paper.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Like I said, it's all really about him. It's a day about him today. So, you know, if he can get it, he's going to keep us in the hunt. So, you know,
all right, Paper.
All right, brother.
Hey, have a great day, man. Watching football. Enjoy it. Thoughts and opinions, people. 1-800-878-7529. People listening to us, SB Nation Radio. We love to hear from those people on the ticket in Dallas, man. We love hearing from Cowboy Fan, man. You have no idea how much I love talking to Cowboy Fan. You guys are the best. You know why? Because when you guys are winning, you talk all kinds of stuff. When you're losing, you still talk all kinds of stuff. So you can't make this stuff up. 1-800-878-7529. NFL Preview show here. We love thoughts. We love opinions about all anything NFL. Let's shoot back out to the phones. Talk to Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, you got the Dorf Man. You got Mike Wilson. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, guys. First of all, gotta love Cowboy Fan. I mean, almost as myopic as an Eagle fan. I mean, actually, the problem with the Cowboys here is Ezekiel Elliott not taking the suspension the way the Patriots did it early on. You know, forget about his running, but his pass blocking is what they're really missing right now, and that's why the Cowboys are not going to win when he's out. I mean, that guy is a load, and what the protection he provides for Dak Prescott, you cannot measure. And that is something that I think that Jerry Jones now is all up in arms with Roger Goodell. It's like, oh, he didn't get his way. Well, guess what, buddy? You play the game and you lost. And now your boy's out, and it's not just his running, but his pass protection. But I want to circle back to the NFC North and the Vikings, which I think are a bunch of pretenders right now. Because if you think about it, if you actually look at what they've done and who they've beat and who they lost to, they got destroyed by the Steelers, and Detroit has already beat them. And so who have they really beat? What games have they won? Buccaneers?
Okay, but look, man, look. Look, Mitch, hey, Mitch, let me interrupt you for a moment, man. I mean, the bottom line is you play your schedule. So they're taking care of business for the most part when they're supposed to. And everybody has a bad week. Even the Steelers, you mentioned, you know, they lost to this and that. The Steelers lost to the Chicago Bears, but they're 8-2. I mean, look, the bottom line is some weeks you just don't show up. But for the most part, these teams are who we thought they were. The Vikings are 7-2 at this point. Give them a little bit of credit for being 7-2. Let's see how they finish the season off. I think that's more important because they got out ahead of everybody last year as well, if I'm not mistaken, and then they kind of fell apart, and then the Green Bay Packers went on that, okay, we're going to run the table situation for Aaron Rodgers, and they got it done. So give me a final thought because I want to keep the phones going because I know we got Chase in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Mitch.
Final thought on the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity, and the Bears still suck. Have a great
day. Hey, we know where that guy's heart lies. Thanks as always, Mitch. Appreciate the call. He's a great caller in Santa Monica. We love hearing from California. We love hearing from everywhere, man. Let's jump out to Las Vegas now. Let's hook up with Chase. You got the Dorf man, Chase, and you got Mike Wilson. What's on your mind today, man?
My God, biggest Raider fan out there. Let me tell you, I'm ready for a big win today. I was pleasantly surprised to hear one of you guys actually leave for the Raiders, man. That's awesome.
Look, man, Raider Nation, by the way, hey, by the way, Chase, how you listening to us, Raider Nation, man?
I caught you guys on the AM radio, man, driving through Nevada.
So what station are you listening to us in Nevada, man?
670
AM in Nevada. Welcome on board. We love your thoughts. We love your opinions, man. So, Chase, what's on your mind? Raider Nation, man, are you excited about Raider Nation or what?
Brother, I'm pumped up, man. We need to get Marshawn Lynch going yesterday, and we need to get that man 20 touches and 100-plus yards, man. We can do this thing.
You know what, man? This could be the day where you turn it around, man. A big victory in Mexico. Don't you think it's going to be wild, crazy Los Raider fans out there, man? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I've been following all the Raider pages this week, man, and they're out there in droves, brother. We got thousands of Raider fans out there. 90,000 seats, man. I figure a good 60,000 will be Raider fans. They're going to be nice and loud for us.
You know what, bro? I think that when Derek Carr is on the field, offensively, obviously, such a bigger difference. My question about the Raiders, bro, is that defense, a little susceptible to the run, and obviously, we know how good Tom Brady is at picking apart secondaries. So I'm pulling for you because my prediction was that the Pittsburgh Steelers get to the Super Bowl, but I only think they can do that if they have home field advantage throughout. Raiders could play a big factor in helping the Steelers out, but I like the Raiders when Derek Carr is playing, bro.
Absolutely, man. That means a lot, brother. Appreciate you, dude. Good show.
Chase,
keep
have a great day,
Chase,
man.
Keep
listening.
Listening.
Yeah, you can catch me later tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time as well, man, as we do the rewind of today's action, bro. Appreciate the call, man.
Good deal. You guys be safe.
Have a good one. Chase in Nevada. Man, oh, man. See, so that's kind of cool, Mike Wilson.
Yes, it is.
Obviously on the ticket there in Dallas. We're on 670, if I'm not mistaken, there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thoughts and opinions, people. Love to be heard from you. We do this for you, the fan, by the way. That's what this is all about. So 1-800-878-7529. Get at us wherever you're at. Talk about your team, right, Mike? Represent. We just heard Raider Nation breaking out, man, in Las Vegas. You got to love it, man, don't you?
Yeah, breaking out somewhere in the middle of Nevada, you know, on a station, you know, that's joining us. It's all good, man. It's all good.
Let's get back and wrap this thing up, people. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. NFL preview here on Dorf on Sports. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Up to his right, Mariota throws too high. It's intercepted. Threw it right into the hands of Mike Hilton. And the Nickel Man inside the 30. Out of bounds at the 25.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here, and obviously love the thoughts and the opinions from people. The score, AM 670 in Las Vegas. Great hearing from Chase there, man. And obviously, we know we're on the ticket in Dallas. Like to hear from you people as well. Cowboy fan, you've been quiet today, by the way, man. You got a big one. I know. You're playing the Eagles. I know you're probably a little worried about that train rolling in on you. And obviously, we've been previewing things here on the preview show. You can always catch me later tonight on the Rewind, 10 p.m. Pacific time, where I break things back down, obviously, after the action. But, Mike, final thought, final opinion here. Give me a final take, brother.
Final opinion is Philly's going to win this game going away. That's my take. I'm like, I just think Philly's just playing way too good right now. And I see like a 35-20 game.
I think there's so many games today when you look at playoff implications and teams jockeying for playoff positions. Raiders have a huge one to get themselves back in the mix, playing the Patriots. I know Raider Nation is very strong out there in Mexico, so I look for those Raider fans to get crazy, to get nuts, and I think that they find a way to get it done, man. I hope the Green Bay Packers find a way to get it done. If you don't know anything about me, I'm a huge Green Bay Bay Packer fan. So hopefully Brett Hundley can go out there, lead the Green Bay Packers in a way that he should be able to, man. Been around that offense for a long, long time. So you'd expect more out of him. Rams, I think they have a great opportunity to flex their muscles today against the Vikings, who, like Mitch said, man, in Santa Monica, somewhat of a soft schedule from them. But with that being said, they've done what they're supposed to do, Mike Wilson. So
yes.
The Vikings, you can't take away anything from them. But so much to be decided on the football field, as we know today. And obviously, Mike, totally appreciate you taking time out with me. But big, big games today, people. Obviously,
huge.
The rewind tonight, you can always catch me, 10 p.m. Pacific. Got to thank Mike Wilson for hanging out with me here on the preview show. Got to thank SB Nation Radio for picking us up. We love those people talking to us, giving us their thoughts and their opinions. Man, oh, man, it's always a good time talking to people about sports, because Sports Talk Radio, Mike, as you know, is for the people, by the people, and because of the people, and that's why we do it. But we got to get the heck out of Dodge, so watch football. Get at me later, obviously, on the Rewind tonight, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific time. For Mike Wilson, for Scott, I am the Dorfman saying peace. We'll be back at it next week right here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Take care, everybody.
See you, everybody.